hereditary titles and Black Sea nobility. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." 1 Samuel 8:6-7. Monarchism is the conviction that political power should be concentrated in one person. The rule of the monarchy was supported by the divine right of kings. The dogma claims a monarch is subject to no earthly authority, deriving the right to rule directly from the will of God. It implies that any attempt to remove or restrict the king runs contrary to the will of God and may constitute a sacrilegious act. Monarchism is rooted in medieval customs from the influence of Rome. Nevertheless, monarchism is not well received in the early scriptures, which caution, "He will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive groves, and give them to his servants." Bordering on the Athenian type of government, the first sacred texts of Judaism favored a representative society where the powers of authority are delegated to an assembly of critics called judges. The Greek term, tyrant, meant a dictatorial monarch with progressively more negative connotations. From 800, Charlemagne, also known as Charles I, was the first emperor in Western Europe since the collapse of the Roman Empire. Charlemagne became king of the Germanic Frankish kingdom in 768. He was decreed the papacy's new protector, removing the Lombards from power in northern Italy, and leading an invasion into Muslim Spain. The Saxon Wars were the military campaigns carried out by Charlemagne from 772 against the Saxons, an assimilation of northern migrations. The longest and most panic-stricken of Charlemagne's wars was waged against the Saxons. It was the first fateful instance of a brutal crusade for the expansion of the church and the defeat of paganism. The 8th-century Frankish scholar Einhard described Saxons as a fierce people who worshipped devils and were hostile to our religion. A team of researchers from Copenhagen University has discovered a single mutation that causes the attractive appearance of blue eyes. All blue-eyed people are genetically related to a person who lived between 6,000 to 10,000 years ago in the Black Sea region. Scientists studying the genetics of eye color have discovered that more than 99.5% of blue-eyed people who volunteered to have their DNA analyzed have the same tiny mutation in the gene that determines the color of the iris. The mutations responsible for blue eye color most likely originate from the northwest part of the Black Sea region, where the great agricultural migration of the northern part of Europe took place in the Neolithic periods about 6,000 to 10,000 years ago, the researchers report in the journal Human Genetics. Steve Connor, How One Ancestor Helped Turn Our Brown Eyes Blue, The Independent, January 31, 2008, a top Greek ophthalmologist, Vasilios Petropoulos, supported a reading of European eye color. When Arthur Koestler's The 13th Tribe came out in 1976, it caused a big controversy. Koestler traced the history and Turco-Caucasian ancestry of the ancient empire of Hazaria, a major but almost forgotten power in Eastern Europe during the Dark Ages. The Hazars' sway extended from the Black Sea to the Caspian, from the Caucasus to the Volga, and they were instrumental in stopping the Muslim onslaught against Byzantium, the eastern jaw of the gigantic pincer movement that in the west swept across northern Africa and into Spain. Koestler website. The family tree of Buyer was rudimentary in this sense. The Indo-Turkic last name may have been a forerunner of groups that would later build up the German state of Bayern, or Bavaria. A number of blue-eyed chiefs from earlier Black Sea immigrations had sworn allegiance to Charlemagne and to the Roman Catholic Church. Many of them had been appointed counts. Those who refused to go along with the Roman Catholic system of faith were harshly maltreated. Multitudes were slaughtered. Their women were banished to non-Christian ghettos with Jewish dissenters. A Judeo-German form of speech began in the 9th century. The massacre of Verden was the killing of 4,500 incarcerated dissenting Saxons in 782. The bloodbath occurred in what is now Verden in Lower Saxony, Germany. During the Saxon Wars, the Saxons rebelled against Charlemagne's invasion and subsequent attempts to Christianize them from their native Germanic paganism. Elite families of Venice and Genoa held the controlled trading rights in the Dark Ages. They became known as the Black Nobility. The First Crusades established the power of the Venetian Black Nobility and reinforced the authority of the wealthy ruling class. The Black Nobility had existed for centuries, originating in the baronial class of Rome and in the powerful families who moved to Rome to benefit from a family connection to the Vatican. These supported the popes in the governance of the Papal States and in the administration of the Holy See. Many of the members of Black Noble families also became high-ranking clergy and even popes. Wikipedia.org. Around 1400, European governing bases merged into two chief camps, the Ghibellines, who defended the Emperor Frederick Barbarossa's Hohenstaufen family, and the Guelphs, Dukes of Bavaria, from Guelph, a German prince who fought against Frederick for control of the Holy Roman Empire. The Pope allied himself with the Guelphs. Modern European history arises directly from the clash between these two opposing leagues. After the French Revolution and the Age of Reason, the political limelight shifted from an ecclesiastical Vatican to the capitalist maritime merchants of Illuminism. Germanic families derived from title, Boyars or Boherin, with Black Sea ancestry took hold of privileged trading rights and additionally funded the Bavarian monarchs. Meyer Emschelbauer was born in 1743 in Frankfurt, Germany, the son of goldsmith Moses Emschelbauer. Kept over the entry leading into his shop was a red sign that various historians trace back to Isaac Elchanan Rothschild, 1577, whose name derived from the house he occupied in the Jewish quarter Zum Rothenschild, at the sign of the Red Shield. Motivated by the public notice over the door of his family's gold minting trade, Meyer Emschel officially raised his epithet. The patrician house of Rothschild formally came into being as the personal supplier of coins to Prince William of Hesse. "Let me issue and control a nation's money and I care not who writes the laws," banker Meyer Emschel Rothschild supposedly once sarcastically said. The Emperor of Austria, Francis I, made the five Rothschild heirs barons in 1822. A year later, the Rothschild banking clique undertook the worldwide financial business of the Vatican. By 1840, the Rothschilds had grown to be the Bank of England's bullion brokers. Nathaniel Rothschild, son of Lionel de Rothschild, became a member of British Parliament in 1885 and established the hereditary title of Lord Rothschild. Sir Walter Scott and others declared it was the Bayern Order of the Illuminati and the French Revolution that linked Napoleon's Waterloo exit to the Rothschilds' immense banking dynasty. It was alleged that in 1849 Meyer Emschel Rothschild's wife, Gudel Schnaper, unofficially commented, "If my sons did not want wars, there would be none." Did phantasms of the French Revolution disturb Marie Antoinette's palace? While in Versailles on August 10, 1901, Charlotte Anne Moberly and Eleanor Jourdain visited the Petit Trianon, a small chateau in the grounds of the Palace of Versailles, where it would seem they experienced a time lapse, and saw the ghosts of Marie Antoinette and other people of the same period. Their report was in a 1911 book entitled An Adventure. The Rothschild aristocracy is a tributary of the House of Lords, the upper house of the Parliament of the United Kingdom, appointed by the British monarch. Before 1917, the British royal family bore the German name Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, Sachsen-Coburg-Unde-Gotha in German. At the start of World War I, Germany's Kaiser Wilhelm was a cousin of the British king. But on July 17, 1917, to prove his loyalty to England, Queen Victoria's grandson King George V officially assumed the name Windsor. The British House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha began in 1840 with Queen Victoria's marriage to the German Prince Albert of Sachsen-Coburg-Unde-Gotha. Before becoming the first British king of the Hanoverian line in 1714, George I, who spoke more German than English, had been the Duke of Brunswick-Lüberry, der Herzog von Brunschweig-Lüberry. The first three royal Georges in the House of Hanover, also known as the House of Brunswick, Hanover Line, were also electors and Dukes of Brunswick-Lüberry. Between 1814 and 1837 the British monarch was also the King of Hanover, then a kingdom in what is now Germany. The Houses of Windsor and Hanover, about.com. The House of Commons is the lower house of the Parliament of the United Kingdom. The House of Commons of Great Britain was established in 1707, as a result of the Acts of Union, and later became known as the House of Commons of the United Kingdom. It is the popularly elected component of Parliament. The House of Commons gained its name because it represented free communities or common men rather than an aristocracy or titles of nobility. In the course of the 1700s, the office of Prime Minister developed. On June 24, 1717, four Masonic lodges in London brought the first Grand Lodge of England into being. Based on the insight of free or common men, Freemasonry was instituted as a brotherhood contributing to local community well-being. It is said that Freemasonry arose from stonemasons' guilds during the Middle Ages. But the Grand Lodge of England most likely served a more immediate rationale, to side with the new office of Prime Minister, and lower House of Commons, against the greed of upper house British monarchists. Within 30 years, the fraternity had spread throughout Europe and the American colonies. Freemasonry became very popular in colonial America. George Washington was a Mason, Benjamin Franklin served as the head of the fraternity in Pennsylvania, as did Paul Revere and Joseph Warren in Massachusetts. Other well-known Masons involved with the founding of America included John Hancock, John Sullivan, Lafayette, Baron Frederick von Steuben, Nathaniel Green, and John Paul Jones. Another Mason, Chief Justice John Marshall, shaped the Supreme Court into its present form. Over the centuries, Freemasonry has developed into a worldwide fraternity emphasizing personal study, self-improvement, and social betterment via individual involvement and philanthropy. During the late 1700s, it was one of the organizations most responsible for spreading the ideals of the Enlightenment, the dignity of man and the liberty of the individual, the right of all persons to worship as they choose, the formation of democratic governments, and the importance of public education. Masons supported the first public schools in both Europe and America. History of Freemasonry, Masonic Service Association. A Masonic council or society of regular men upset the Saxe-Gotha nobles. To curb its preeminence, the Bayern Order of the Illuminati was inaugurated on May 1, 1776, in Ingolstadt, Upper Bavaria, by Jesuit taught Adam Weishaupt, who also called himself Frater Spartacus. This organization would be used to gain access to Freemasonry. The initial members of the Illuminati were in no way regular men, but Bavarian titled or patrician blood relations of the English monarchy and the Upper House of Lords. Baron Bassus in Sandersdorf, Hannibal. Marquis de Constanza, Diomedes. Count Ecker, Saladin. Baron Frauenberger. Count Gunsheim. Baron Adolf Franz Friedrich Ludwig von Nigge, Philo. Count Hertel Paltrun Mandel Massenhausen, Ajax. Count Gabriel Riquetti Mirabeau, Cornelius Scipio. Count Mora Usky. Count Morgellon. Duke Orleans. Count Saviola, Brutus. Baron von Schroeckenstein, Mahomet. Count Seefeld. Count Turing. Many lodges drew membership and numerous Masons joined the Illuminati. From 1780 to 1783, the Illuminati grew from dozens to over 3,000 members. They sought to abolish Vatican ideology but wanted to carry on their hereditary titles of nobility. The turbulent breakdown of the Bourbon dynasty in France would ensure that a Germanic family tree held sway over Europe with confidence. But antagonism yet existed amid the English Empire, Guelphs of Hanover, and the Habsburg monarchy, Ghibellines of Austria. A martial obligation of the House of Lords was to guard the British crown from burden or blame. The entree of the Illuminati served a strategic goal in this state of affairs. For as the Vatican had previously done, the recently picked lords and ladies could exploit lower groups as gainful shields. Bavarian bankers and collection barons could unassumingly redirect all negative criticism to gypsies and Jews. Given that a Germanic household had few misgivings about keeping the crown of the British monarchy, its patrician lineage could also provoke the uncertainties of Semitic lay people. If the Bayern Illuminati brought about the end of the Holy Roman Empire, by what authority did the Germanic monarchs and landed gentry continue to preserve their holy rights and hereditary titles of nobility? A number of courtiers imagined a Jesus bloodline as a chain of offspring of the historical Jesus and Mary Magdalene. The idea of the Holy Grail as a lineage or the genealogy descending from Jesus' marriage with Mary Magdalene was revealed in Dan Brown's popular novel, The Da Vinci Code, 2003. Dan Brown used material from Holy Blood, Holy Grail, 1982, by Michael Begant, Richard Lee, and Henry Lincoln, which was based in part on Pierre Plantard's 1950s Priory of Zion. Plantard dismissed the Jesus bloodline story as fiction in a French radio interview in 1982. However, Plantard's Priory of Zion documents prior to 1956 were found to be forgeries which were planted in French institutions to be later rediscovered. The French government depicted Plantard as a pretender to the French throne. He claimed that descendants of the Hebrew tribe of Benjamin were the Merovingian line of Germanic Frankish kings. Nikos Kazantzakis, author of Zorba the Greek, presented an atypical view of a spiritual romance between Jesus and Mary Magdalene in his 1951 book, The Last Temptation of Christ. For that work, the church prevented Kazantzakis' body from being buried in a cemetery. His famous novel often shows up on lists of banned books. The Life of Saint Mary Magdalene, a 13th century account of the life of Mary, tells of her journey to the southern shores of France. The early French story records that Mary Magdalene, traveling with her brother Lazarus of Bethany and Martha, landed in a boat on the coast of Provence. French legend declares that Mary Magdalene, with Joseph of Arimathea and other friends, brought the Holy Grail to France, fleeing persecution in Palestine. O Mary Magdalene, why camest thou to Marseilles? The Life of Saint Mary Magdalene, The Golden Legend, 1260. Selected folklore of the Jesus bloodline hypothesis guardedly held that Jesus and Mary Magdalene were not Semites in actual fact, but exiled Egyptian, Ptolemaic, royalty. The proof was allegedly buried in a small churchyard in Rennes-le-Château, stirred by the Roman Catholic maltreatment of the Albigensians or Cathars of southern France. That twist of history allowed the Illuminati landed gentry to make a claim of angelic blood relations to an Aryan Jesus without being Semitic. It suited the Priory Grail basis for their pompous holy rites and inborn titles of nobility. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. According to the vast majority of professional historians and scholars from related fields, there is no historical, biblical, apocryphal, archaeological, genealogical, or genetic evidence which supports this hypothesis. Hypothetical Jesus bloodlines should not be confused with the biblical genealogy of Jesus or the historical relatives of Jesus and their descendants, who are known as the Desposini. Wikipedia.org. Far from the islands. Don't you know you're never going to get to France? Mary Queen of Chance, will they find you? Never going to get to France. Could a new romance ever bind you? Mike Oldfield, To France, 1984. In Hebrew, the word Ashkenazi means Germans and the term is used for Jews of Eastern European origin who historically spoke the Yiddish or Judeo-German language. Arthur Koestler's 13th tribe narrative motivated a few biologists like Dr. Aaron L. Hike to likewise claim that contemporary Jews are Hazars, not the Israelite descendants of Abraham and Sarah. A persistent position alleged. The Rothschilds claim that they are Jewish, when in fact they are Hazars. They are from a country called Hazaria, which occupied the land locked between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, which is now predominantly occupied by Georgia. The reason the Rothschilds claim to be Jewish is that the Hazars, under the instruction of the king, converted to the Jewish faith in 740 AD. Ashkenazi Jews are genetically as closely related to each other as fourth or fifth cousins, said Dr. Harry Osterer, a pathology, pediatrics, and genetics professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York and the author of Legacy, A Genetic History of the Jewish People, 2012. The origin of the Ashkenazi Jews has been shrouded in mystery. But in 2013, Professor Martin Richards at the University of Huddersfield directed archaeogenetics and was co-author of the article, A Substantial Prehistoric European Ancestry Amongst Ashkenazi Maternal Lineages. Richards and his colleagues analyzed mitochondrial DNA, which is contained in the cytoplasm of the egg and passed down only from the mother, from more than 3,500 people throughout the Near East, the Caucasus, and Europe, including Ashkenazi Jews. The finding contradicts the notion that European Jews descend from people who left Israel and the Middle East around 2,000 years ago. In reality, only a few of the lineages of Ashkenazi Jews originated in the Near East. Virtually none came from the North Caucasus, located along the border between Europe and Asia between the Black and Caspian Seas. The finding should thoroughly debunk one of the most questionable, but still tenacious, hypotheses, that most Ashkenazi Jews can trace their roots to the mysterious Khazar kingdom that flourished during the 9th century in the region between the Byzantine Empire and the Persian Empire, Richards and Oster said. The genetics suggest many of the founding Ashkenazi women were actually converts from local European populations. Tia goes, surprise, Ashkenazi Jews are genetically European, Live Science, October 8, 2013. Professor Richards said that the new explanation for Ashkenazi origins was a significant finding. By tradition, a Jew is any person whose mother was a Jew. But on the female line of descent, the Ashkenazim primarily trace their ancestry neither to Palestine nor to Hazaria in the North Caucasus, as has also been suggested, but to Western Europe. In other words, the majority of contemporary Ashkenazim are really Norman, Frankish and Saxon. When they declined to confer backing to the papacy in the 8th century, King Charlemagne sent representatives of nomadic family groups to Judaic ghettos. From the living together of two dissimilar groups arose the Yiddish or Jewish German language. Analysis of the mitochondrial DNA samples revealed that the Ashkenazim female line descended from southern and western Europe and not the Near East. DNA analysis claims that most of the Ashkenazi Jews were at least half genetically Europeans, debunking the previous assumptions that they were of Middle Eastern region. Benita Matilda, DNA samples confirm Ashkenazi Jews are of European descent, study, Science World Report, October 9, 2013. This suggests that, even though Jewish men may indeed have migrated into Europe from Palestine around 2,000 years ago, they seem to have married European women, said Professor Richards. President Trump's older daughter, Ivanka, converted to Judaism. NBC News reported that more than 80% of the maternal lineages of the Ashkenazi Jews could be traced to Europe. It was assumed that the ancestors of Ashkenazi Jews migrated into Europe from Palestine in the 1st century AD, after the destruction of the Second Temple by the Romans, with some intermarriage with Europeans later on. Archaeogenetics can help to resolve this dispute. Y chromosome studies have shown that the male line of descent does indeed seem to trace back to the Middle East. But the female line, which can be illuminated by studies of mitochondrial DNA, has until now proved more difficult to interpret. This would be especially intriguing because Judaism has been inherited maternally for about 2,000 years. New information is discovered about the ancestry of Ashkenazi Jews, E. Science News, October 8, 2013. A new article in the leading journal Nature Communications claims to have settled the question. Analysis of DNA samples has shown that on the female line, the Ashkenazim are descended not from the Near East but from Southern and Western Europe. mtDNA research confirms the origins of the Ashkenazi Jews, University of Huddersfield, October 8, 2013. A 2013 study of the NDST3 gene focused on the increased vulnerability to schizophrenia in this ethnic group, which has inbred for centuries. The researchers found that Ashkenazi Jews are 40% more likely to develop schizophrenia and similar mental disorders. The study was conducted by Professor Ariel Darvazai, Assistant Dean of the Faculty of Life Sciences at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, in coordination with Dr. Todd Lynch from the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research in New York. The first portion of the study included the largest ever sample group of Ashkenazi Jews ever researched. Of the 2,500 Ashkenazi Jews from Israel who contributed DNA samples for the study, 1,500 were healthy, while 1,000 were affected by mental disorders related to schizophrenia. Ido Efferdy, scientists discover gene that predisposes Ashkenazi Jews to schizophrenia, Haaretz, November 26, 2013. Ashkenazi Jews are Western Europeans according to mtDNA evidence. The Australian writer Michael Cohen said literature from 850 AD linked the Ashkenazim to Frankish Merovingian families, of Frankfurt, etc. Since 1714, the English monarchy was in reality a Germanic household, Saxe-Gotha, of the Hanoverian line. The city name of London means scholar, from the Hebrew lamdan. The Bavarian Illuminati plot was started to whitewash the Vatican and hold back Freemasonic groups from cutting off the noble aristocrats from rule. The Duke of Kent became the Grand Master of Freemasons. But who would have guessed that out of a tiny group of Ashkenazi Jews could one day drop the taxing legend of a Germanic master tribe? According to a study published by Cambridge University, Ashkenazi Jews have the highest average IQ of any ethnic grouping. Various Ashkenazim properly abound with so-called Nordic master race qualities, possessing no inborn link to the Levant and harboring a Machiavellian indifference toward the Judaic faith due to the secularization of society. Paradoxically, it became an official party program for the rising state of Israel to express satisfaction that its maternal Germanic residents rank smartest in the world, having an IQ 20% higher than the global average. Israel would be accused of apartheid policies. In 2005, Henry Harpending, an evolutionary anthropologist at the University of Utah, and Gregory Cochran, an independent scholar, published a paper that tried to circulate an underlying genetic theory for the implicit high intelligence of Germanic Jews. The New York Times, The Economist, and several Jewish publications risked their reputations to legitimize it. But Harpending and Cochran's study attracted an onslaught of criticism from mainstream geneticists, historians, and social scientists mainly because it suggested that a towering intelligence was the byproduct of a Jewish hereditary sickness. It contended that the diseases most commonly found in Ashkenazim, particularly the lysosomal storage diseases, like Tay-Sachs, were likely connected to and, indeed, in some sense responsible for outsize intellectual achievement in Ashkenazi Jews. It's bad science not because it's provocative, but because it's bad genetics and bad epidemiology, says Harry Osterer, head of NYU's Human Genetics Program. Jennifer Senior, Are Jews Smarter? New York Magazine, October 24, 2005. Ascribing an ethnic or racial explanation for intellectual ability is a hazardous idea that runs into institutionalized racism. Sephardic, Spanish/Middle Eastern, Jews, for example, expressed some perturbation that they were omitted from the essay. It might likewise be noted that the roots of Europe's birthright of philosophy and science appeared not from Ashkenazi Jews, but from Greek thinkers of the 6th century BC. Yet, it offers an emotive rationalization as to why a small pack of maternal Germanic Saxons should control the faculties of elite colleges, be the wealthiest American bankers, own the world's major media outlets, and serve as Oscar-winning film directors. Having an ethnic higher IQ got them there, not nepotism and cronyism granted in politics and business, or any lack of fairness that mushroomed in the public sector since World War II. Even now, the New World Order scheme seemed to be on the verge of breakdown due to the byproducts of inborn weak spots treated like dandruff in every courtroom. I'd actually call the study bullshit, said Sander Gilman, a historian at Emory University, if I didn't feel its idea were so insulting. Political Zionism pays admiration to Ashkenazi Jews for purportedly having the highest average IQ of any ethnic group. It implies a Germanic master tribe. Author John Antin explored whether Jewish genes confer intellectual superiority on Ashkenazi Jews in his 2007 book, Abraham's Children, Race, Identity, and the DNA of the Chosen People. On the other hand, more recent studies by state branches of the United States government ranked Asians as smartest. As said by Florida and Virginia governments, Education goals are highest for Asian kids. According to a 2012 Washington State University report, Virginia Democratic State Senator Donald McEachin said he was shocked to find that the Virginia State Board of Education placed Asians at the top of mandates set out in the No Child Left Behind law. Claudio Sanchez, firestorm erupts over Virginia's education goals, Northwest Public Radio, November 12, 2012. Florida's new race-based math and reading goals also placed Asian students at the top. The state board rule calculated that Asian students would be 90% at or above grade level, higher than any other ethnic grouping. Asian students tend to get the best grades. Asian students gain 2.71 points more than white students between 8th and 10th grade. Between 10th and 12th grade, Asian students continue to gain more than white students. The NDST3 gene is also associated with a bigger risk of schizophrenia in the Han Chinese. Florida is not alone in using this type of strategy. Most of the 33 states that have won federal waivers have put some sort of plan in place that includes different goals for different student groups, said Darren Briscoe, a U.S. Department of Education spokesman. Under No Child Left Behind, you had a laudable goal of saying you should treat every student the same, Briscoe said. It was an ambitious goal but not achievable. Not every student will improve in lockstep with every other student. The better approach, Briscoe said, is to acknowledge that there are differences in where students are from the outset, and that children that are further behind, put the onus on the state to get more achievement out of those students. Allison Ross, state defends new goals for students based on race, Palm Beach Post, October 12, 2012. Commencing in the 17th century, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, WASP, gentry of Western Europe subjugated the United States as a protected upper class of cultivated Americans. Many of them were relatives of the aristocracy of Great Britain. The idiom nepotism originated amid the assignment of nephews to cardinal standing by Catholic popes. It coddled to the great American WASP as the unfair practice of giving jobs and other favors to relatives. Anglo-Saxons were a small central group whose family wealth and right connections allowed them a degree of privilege held by few others. Historians said that the group's power has waned since the end of World War II, with the rising influence of Jews and minorities. Yet, the latest mtDNA tests underline that little has changed in terms of nationwide rule except perhaps the secularization of religious labels. As far as archaeogenetics is concerned, Western European maternal bloodlines continue to dominate key U.S. institutions. But rather than admit to outright nepotism, nowadays it is claimed that an ethnic higher IQ endows white American privilege. By 2050, the U.S. will perhaps not have a white majority. Are IQ tests deeply flawed? The idea that intelligence can be measured by IQ tests alone is a fallacy according to the largest single study into human cognition, which found that it comprises of at least three distinct mental traits. The 2012 study was published in the journal Neuron. The results disprove once and for all the idea that a single measure of intelligence, such as IQ, is enough to capture all of the differences in cognitive ability that we see between people, said Roger Highfield, Director of External Affairs at the Science Museum in London. Steve Connor, IQ tests are fundamentally flawed and using them alone to measure intelligence is a fallacy, study finds, The Independent, December 21, 2012. Standing in line marking time, waiting for the welfare dime. Cause they can't buy a job. The man in the silk suit hurries by. As he catches the poor old lady's eyes just for fun, he says, "Get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them." Bruce Hornsby and The Range, The Way It Is, 1986. A recent study showed that the gap in the wealth that different American households have accumulated is more extreme than at any time since the Great Depression. Economic disadvantage for the overwhelming majority translates into ill health, missed educational opportunity, and increasingly the familiar symptoms of depression, alcoholism, obesity, gambling, and minor criminality. Chris Matthews, Wealth Inequality in America, It's Worse Than You Think, Fortune, October 31, 2014. In the historical novel, Hidden in Plain Sight, 2016, Karen Batshaw painted a vivid picture of Nazi brutality in World War II Greece and the plight of Greek Jews.